Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Fans traveling to high school football games in the Tulip City this month have been encouraged to raise awareness for a cause that hits close to home for many. Pella Regional Health Center is holding Paint the Stands Pink tonight at Pella High School. Cindy Atkins with Pella Regional Health Center says the backdrop of a football game is an opportunity to raise awareness about one of the most common types of cancer to big crowds of community members.
We decided to reach out to the high schools. When you start looking at those high school football games and you look in those stands, you see that there are parents of a lot of our young people, grandparents, aunts, uncles of our young people who are playing on the football field are in the stands cheering them on. And a lot of these individuals in the stands are ones that we really want to help make aware of breast cancer awareness, breast cancer detection, and the things that can be done to prevent or to cure breast cancer if it's diagnosed early.
Pella Regional has had help with organizers from both Pella and Pella Christian. At Pella High, it's been the Junior Student Council encouraging students and others to sport pink this week. Bailey Meyer and Juliana Van Gorp with the council have been hard at work getting ready.
We'll be having palms and face paint, and there's going to be a bracelet that's going to be very bright that will be able to really make the eyes pop when they see the pink.
And then we've also started to put up posters for the game, just trying to get people to participate and to buy t-shirts so then we can raise money for the game, and so then you could have fun stuff for the kids and for the high schoolers at the game.
Meyer says it's important to engage with her fellow students about awareness because of the potential impact they have.
We're at the age where we can influence our parents and our moms and our grandmas about getting mammographies and just really understanding how important those are and how important screening is for women.
One of her fellow students is an athlete we featured 1 year ago. Senior on the volleyball team, Jordan Rempe's mother, is a breast cancer survivor. Rempe feels like she's had a whole new perspective on a lot in her world.
It's made me a better person. It's made me more aware of the different things that people are going through in their lives, whether that's cancer or the loss of a family member or anything in that realm. I'm just more aware of how people respond to that kind of stuff, and I'm able to put myself in that situation of, yes, it is hard, and for weeks it might be hard or different things like that. But I definitely think my brain has been opened up to all the possibilities of different hardships and things that people are going through in my school and in the community.
Last week, the Eagles had their big game against Pleasantville, one that had athletic director Dan Branderhorst excited, but also remembering the impact breast cancer has had on his family.
About a year and a half ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she went through the whole process. She had radiation treatment. She also did chemotherapy. And really just, I was able to see firsthand what my mom had to go through and really what really get to experience what others are going through.
Branderhorst's mother caught the disease early, which is key, according to both the AD and Cindy Atkins at Pella Regional.
In my mom's case, too, she was able to catch it early, and thanks to that early detection, she was able to go through the process. Obviously, it's still a painful and long process, but she's doing very well. She's able to be here. She's essentially moved on from that point in her life, so we're just excited that we can celebrate tonight that she's a breast cancer survivor.
There is an amazing number of women who have no history of family breast cancer who are diagnosed with breast cancer. Something like 85% who are diagnosed have no family history of breast cancer. Yet breast cancer is something that, if diagnosed early, is very treatable.
As for Rempe, she looks forward to seeing packed stands for survivors like her mother and for the hope of keeping women aware of the disease.
I definitely love Paint the Stands Pink. I love the month of October in general, but I think it really hits home having a mother with breast cancer. I just love seeing all the pink and knowing that my classmates and my teammates and the different sports teams are supporting this cause. It just really warms my heart, and I'm happy that I live in such a great town that takes the time to recognize that, and the different sports teams honor that in a way, and I just think it's really a really great opportunity.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.